I am the Archangel Adnachiel, Archangel of Wisdom, Truth, and Independence. I come to you in love, in light, and in peace, that I might bring guidance from the divine to aid you at this moment in time. In part, true wisdom comes from truth. Our ability to be truthful with ourselves and our capacity to discern truth in the world around us. Neither things are easy, but both can lead to a greater independence, a greater self-reliability, a greater personal integrity that provides us with liberty and life. Each and every human being is born from the divine. The core and nucleus of their soul, the I Am Presence, was once a cell in the body of the Source, extracted and given free will and life, transformed into a higher self, a soul. The divine source is truth personified. The I Am Presence and the soul that has grown around it and from it is a microcosm of the macrocosm of the source from which it came, and therefore contains within it divine truth. When the soul sends those pieces of itself down to earth to incarnate the spirit, these parts contain within them too divine truth energy. It sits at the heart of your being, enabling you to see truth in the world around you and acknowledge truth from within. But as mankind lives and grows, this capacity to see and discern truth can become submerged, hidden, buried in the opinions of others that mankind gives their power to, believing them to have a greater understanding than they themselves possess. As a result of this, mankind's ability to discern truth becomes obscured, and their ability to see the truth in regards to themselves hidden also. Of course, this is not the case with all. It is dependent upon each and every person's upbringing and the wisdom that they are exposed to through teachers, friends, and peers. Those on the spiritual path who may have been separated from their truth often will return to it, guided by their spiritual practices. This can lead to difficult and challenging times when they begin to see themselves more clearly and the world around them, surrounded by people who are still obscured to such things. As a result of this, sometimes, friends and relatives are lost. The connection between the spiritually awakening and those others who still sleep, becoming strained. Still, it is important that those on the path adhere to their course and continue to focus on the resurrection of the truth of their divine self. Aligning with your capacity to discern truth both outside and inside of yourself requires you to enter into great stillness and balance and journey within to the core and center of the heart, where the incarnating spirit rests and resides. Focusing on this light, it is possible to accentuate the divine truth, to magnify its light and presence by calling it forwards, by evoking its name, so that it burns through the dross of deceit, the illusion, and the lies. To do so, however, can reveal truths about yourself and the world around you that you might not necessarily, initially or immediately, be ready to perceive, for they may go directly against that you have set your stall by and crystallized your reality into. Many people who endeavor to evoke the divine truth from inside themselves believe that it will underline that they already know. But often many are surprised to discover that this is not the case, and that the course that they have pursued has been one in error. This in and of itself then can be disarming and alarming. And so I would say to you, if it is indeed truth that you believe you seek, you must be ready to see it, even if it directly contravenes that you have always held to be true. When truth is, however, revealed, it can provide mankind with a powerful sense of independence. For there is a realization that comes with it that enables them to see that they do not need the opinions of others in order to be strong, sure, liberated, balanced, in order to stand in their power. They do not need validation. Independence is self-reliability. And although this can be done in error, although this can be done in an illusionary way, when it is done in truth, it should not set one against the world, but rather enable one to be a guiding light to others, a bellwether, guiding those lost, not towards the truth of the individual, but rather towards their own truth and independence. The world in which you live at this moment in time finds itself challenged by falsity and deceit. It is your challenge to see through this, to see the truth inside yourself and in regards to the world around you. Although this has become accentuated of late, it has always been the case. Sometimes worse, sometimes not so bad. Recently, with the onset of the wonder of social media and internet technology, the dissemination of falsity has been easier, more widespread, and more quick to blossom and bloom. But so too does truth have the ability to blossom and be shared in a similar way. You must then not think yourself victim to lies, but rather see yourself in a position of power to share your truth with others in the hopes that they might resonate with it and find the courage to trust their own inner feeling and knowing. Now, more than ever before, wisdom from truth is important. Now more than ever before, mankind must be careful in order to ensure that their beliefs are not born from ego, not born from fear, not born from blind acceptance, but rather from discernment, which can be found within. If then it is your desire to live a life of truth and wisdom and liberty and independence, then you can call upon my presence, upon my name, to aid and assist you. You can invoke my light, my truth, my wisdom, the power of my liberty into your life, that it might aid you in accentuating the truth that burns within the core of your own heart and spirit, the truth of the divine. But if you do so, be prepared to confront and see potentially some things that at this moment in time you cannot see, and which might immediately be challenging. Whatever you choose to do, and whenever you choose to do it, know that the divine loves you, watches over you, and is with you, aiding you as you journey on your path. In love then, and in light ever, take the blessing of this angel, and go safely and well upon your path.